This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, is in France today looking to drum up excitement about European investment in his country as Iran slowly works its way back into the global economy. Some of the sanctions imposed on Iran because of its nuclear program have been lifted, which means that international businesses, ones not headquartered in the United States, are free to trade and invest in Iran. American businesses? That's a little more complicated, as Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
Sure, many U.S. businesses want to get a slice of the pie, but they're not really competing on a level playing field. Majid Rafizadeh is a Middle East scholar at Harvard.
It's ironic that the U.S. pushed for the nuclear deal and lifted the sanction, but actually American companies are the largest loser of the nuclear deal.
Many European countries have gone further in relaxing sanctions, so it's easier for EU businesses to dive in. American companies can only use their foreign subsidiaries to do business in Iran, and even then they need a waiver from the Treasury Department. Too bad, says Rafizadeh. Iranians are hungry for American products.
If American companies were allowed to operate in Iran, like Microsoft or Apple, they will have really better edge over European companies.
Particularly with young Iranians. 60% of the country's population is under the age of 30. They're well-educated and have a lot of spending power, but
I think that any American organization that has an interest in Iran is going to proceed very, very slowly.
Suzanne Maloney is a former State Department official who's now an Iran expert at the Brookings Institution. She says the Justice Department comes down hard on those who break sanctions.
As I was always reminded when I was working in the private sector, it can have direct personal consequences. Individuals go to prison, and individuals can sustain fairly hefty fines.
Individuals could pay millions. Businesses, way more. In 2014, the French bank BNP Paribas had to shell out almost $9 billion to U.S. authorities for helping clients get around sanctions. I'm Andy Euler from Marketplace.